27 today, 29 yesterday, 15 the day before, 20-odd the day before that. It's getting scary now. I was just talking to a gentleman today who informed me that his knee operation has been cancelled for the fifth time. So this is a gentleman waiting to go in and have knee surgery done, and it's been cancelled now for the fifth time. And this is the knock-on effect we have to people waiting in corridors and lying on trolleys and the beds not being available. And that's the real human side of it, not the lesson, the experience of those who are having to lie in trolleys in corridors.
Now, the Health Minister, of course, is aware of the situation on a countrywide scale, and he has said that there will be implementations put in place to counteract this issue. Are you confident that they will go far enough?
No, I'm not. And I base that there on the fact that not only has this minister said this, but the previous two, three, four ministers have all said that they will address the trolley problem at our hospitals. And that hasn't happened to date. And what needs to be done is that more investment needs to be made in the health service. More resources need to be made available to the hospitals. And that is the only way that we are going to get out of this here. And it's ongoing. It's not going to go away. People are living longer. People are then availing of health treatment for a lot longer. And unless we get more beds and more nurses at their kind of university hospital, then we will continue to have the problems that we've been experiencing this last number of years.